This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Brad Hutchcraft on the line from Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. And Brad, we're going to be talking about a winter conference that took place either the end of last month or early this month, maybe a little bit of both. But could you just start us off with a reminder of what exactly this conference was about and maybe how many people came?
Absolutely. Katie, it's great to be with you today. And I have to tell you that this conference, we call it our winter break retreat, and it is for the On Eagle's Wings team members that traveled all this past summer, the month of July into August, to different reservations and Native communities, sharing about the hope they found in Jesus. They get the invitation to come back together from the end of December. We ring in the new year together, and they are with us the first couple days of the new year, and they just get to come together. And after spending the whole summer basically just going, and loading the bus and doing these events and all the team meetings and everything, they just get to come together and be together. It's kind of a mini family reunion. And so we had probably about, I think about 80% of this year's team that was able to make it, which is fantastic, because we know they've got lots of stuff they can be doing over Christmas break, but they really love to be able to come back together and encourage each other and dig into God's word together.
And, it's fellowship is always awesome and always encouraging. Was there anything, anyone's stories or anything that happened that stood out to you from this event? Kind of like highlights, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Here's the thing. We had one of the most popular Christmas songs, and I'm not sure if it's okay to talk Christmas songs in January, but let's do this. We have the most wonderful time of the year is playing all the time everywhere we go, and I won't sing it for you today, but it is so true for us, not just because of Christmas, but after Christmas. When these warriors come together, when we sit there and look around that room, what we are seeing is miracle after miracle. In that room, and part of this time together, was a warrior that had come out of multiple suicide attempts and is now in Bible school and a leader for his people. And he just posted recently that 2019 was probably the greatest year of joy for him, and just a healthy life that he is living now. And we look around, and there's a young man who, honestly, he used to hope for the death of his abusive father and had suicidal thoughts himself, but now he spends his days working in full-time Native youth ministry, sharing how forgiveness can be found in and through Jesus. And it's miracles like that that are the highlight for us. That young man that I was just talking about, he is one of our teaching team. And I think for me, that's one of the moments that I always remember from these days with the On Eagle's Wings team, is that the teaching team is not just, I get to share a little bit, and as well as my dad, Ron Hutchcraft, gets to share, but we get to hear from several of our young Native leaders who are teachers now and teaching their own people. And it's just amazing to be able to sit and hear them share from their heart. They rock the house, I got to tell you. They did an amazing job speaking truth and life into the rest of their peers and the team that was there in the room. So I think that's one of the highlights for me, is just being able to see God at work through them. And certainly a highlight for me is just being able to ring in the new year with them together, because so many of them have come from families and backgrounds where they haven't had a whole lot of good New Year's Eves. They have rang in the new year different ways in the past, maybe, but when we're together in this room, we get to have a little fun leading up to midnight, but when it gets to ring in the new year, we are on our knees, we're in worship, we are taking communion together, and what a beautiful way to kick off the new year with these warriors, reminding them of who Jesus is and who they are in him, and setting the tone for what we pray will be an amazing year ahead for them.
And for people who may not know, why is talking about Native ministry and events like this, why is that important, and how do you want people to respond?
Well, I think that for these warriors and the people they represent, the other Native young people who are seeking to stand for Jesus where they live, that is such a unique thing. Again, we've shared it before, but there are, after 400 plus years of ministry, of trying to reach Native America with the gospel, the statistics show that just over 4% claim to have a relationship with Christ. And these warriors are seeking to change that, not because of something that we're saying or doing, but because Jesus lives in their heart. He is very real to them, and it brought them so much hope that they just want to get out there and share it with their people. And so for them to come together and be able to be strengthened together at a conference like this, at this retreat, is huge, because it sets them on a course for the rest of the year. One of the young ladies who came, she headed from here directly to Moody Bible Institute, where she is starting her first semester there. And that is a huge change in plans in just the last few months for her. But she is so excited to be able to be there, because they represent hope for their people. A verse that sticks out to me, Isaiah 61, it says that the Lord will bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. And let me tell you, each life that was with us in that room represents a miraculous new creation in Christ that has risen out of the ashes of hopelessness and despair into the beauty of Jesus' hope and sharing the gospel. There are answers to so many prayers that God will indeed plant Native American oaks of righteousness among the First Nations people, that they might bring the light of Jesus to so many who are crying out for him.
All right. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to add?
I would just say if there's anyone who would like to know more about what God is doing in Native America through the ministry of On Eagle's Wings, you could check out hopefornativeamerica.com and see some of the stories straight from our warriors. I think you'll be encouraged just hearing from them directly.